BBC News. A whistleblower in the United States has warned that without a coordinated science-based response to the coronavirus, the country faces its darkest winter in modern history. Rick Bright told Congress that unless the national strategy improved, there could be illness and death on an unprecedented scale. Reports from Yemen say there's a sharp rise in the number of people dying with coronavirus-like symptoms in the southern city of Aden. Citing official figures, the Save the Children organisation said there'd been at least 380 deaths in the past week. The head of the US Senate's Intelligence Committee, Richard Burr, is stepping down amid an insider trading investigation. The Republican senator is accused of using inside information to sell shares just before markets plunged on fears of an economic crisis caused by the virus. The campaign group Global Witness has warned that a tracing app launched by the Guatemalan government to monitor COVID-19 cases could interfere in the human rights of vulnerable people. The group said the mobile phone app continues to collect people's data even when it's switched off. France says it will go ahead and collect tax on big digital companies this year, regardless of whether there is an international deal on the issue. The finance minister said companies, including Amazon, Facebook and Google, were doing well during the crisis. The swearing-in of Israel's new coalition government has been postponed just hours before it was due to go ahead. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has asked for three more days to finalise his cabinet. Sources in Ukraine say a key suspect in the downing of Malaysia Airlines flight MH17, Leonid Kharchenko, has been arrested by Russian-backed separatists. A source told the BBC that the rebels want to prevent Ukrainian special forces abducting the man. BBC News.